to coast, from the 400 restaurant on Fifth Avenue at 43rd Street in New York City, the Blue Network brings you Duke Ellington and his celebrated orchestra. And this afternoon, friends, we have a grand group of special numbers for you, some of the Duke's own original creations, as well as those written by his associates. First, we're going to have a little tune that was written by the Duke himself, commissioned by Paul Whiteman. His title is Bluetopia. All right, Duke Ellington. This is your Saturday afternoon date with the Duke, the one and only Duke Ellington, playing for you in the beautiful 400 restaurant on Fifth Avenue at 43rd Street in New York City. And now, in a very interesting and striking contrast to the numbers you just heard, here is one titled Midriff. Mighty fine there, Duke boy. Well, now, friends, here's a tune that was written way back in 1927. We want to have a little chorus sung by Kay Davis, and this one is titled Creole Love Call. Oh, There, friends, is a Creole love call with the vocal obbligato by Kay Davis, one of Duke Ellington's numbers written way back in 1927. And now, suddenly, it jumped. As you know, friends, it's Duke Ellington's orchestra at the 400 restaurant in New York, right here on Fifth Avenue, right at 43rd Street. And now here is Harry Carney with his baritone saxophone and little romantic tune. This one is titled Frustration. Thank you. Joya Sherrill. Her song is titled, I'm Beginning to See the Light. Gentlemen, you're listening to Duke Ellington and his orchestra, and the music comes to you from the bandstand of the beautiful 400 restaurant on Fifth Avenue at 43rd Street in New York City. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company. Now, this next 15-minute period is dedicated to four very beautiful compositions, all of which many of us have heard before. And those of who haven't heard them will be delighted with them, I'm sure. I'm going to ask the Duke to step over from the piano and tell us exactly what it's all about. So here he is, friends, Duke Ellington, to tell us about these next four tunes.
Thank you very much. The next four tunes represent Perfume Suite, written by my writing and arranging companion, Billy Strayhorn, and me. We did not attempt to describe various labels on commercial perfume as much so as trying to capture the character woman seems to take on in wearing these fragrances. So we've divided them into four categories: love, violence, naivety, and sophistication. The first is love, the under-the-balcony type of serenade, love. The sonata.
And now the second movement in this suite is violins. Albert Hilbert sings the chorus. And the third movement in this suite is The Naive, represented by Dancers in Love. And the Duke himself will be at the piano, and Duke also tells me that sometimes he calls it a stomp for beginners. And the fourth and last movement in this suite is strictly and typically Duke Ellington. It's called Sophistication and comes to us now through a little trumpet solo by Bill Anderson. All right, Duke. Something just a little bit different. Jimmy Hamilton with his clarinet is going to play Air Conditioned Jungle. Thank you.
was Jimmy Hamilton with his clarinet, and it was Duke Ellington's air-conditioned jungle. Now we're going to hear from Albert Hibbler again. This time the song is titled, I Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues.
The change of a nickel ain't got no bounce in my shoe, ain't got no fancy to tickle. I ain't got nothing but the blues, ain't got no coffee that's fresh. Ain't got no winning to lose. Ain't got a dream that is away. I ain't got nothing but the blues. When trumpets flare up, I keep my hair up. I just can't make it come down. Believe me, Pappy, I can't get happy since my ever-loving baby left town. Ain't got no rest in my slumber. Ain't got no feeling to brew. Ain't got no telephone number. I ain't got nothing but the blues. I ain't got nothing but the blues.
I Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues, Albert Hibbler, a little blind boy with Duke Ellington's orchestra. Now, once again, we're going to hear a little subtle stuff, a little jive, a little lazy stuff. Well, Duke, I see we have just about time for another good number, so let's have Johnny Hodges with his alto saxophone play Passion Flower. Gentlemen, that just about winds up our 1 hour of music with the one and only Duke Ellington. Duke and all the boys and girls have been very happy to play for us at the beautiful 400 restaurant on Fifth Avenue at 43rd Street in New York City. This is Bill Abernethy speaking, inviting you to be with us again next Saturday afternoon for a date with the Duke.